Now, at the end of every chapter, there are going to be a list of key terms. And after the key terms, there are going to be a number of questions. Some of those are problems that'll give you a statistical data set and ask you to, you know, calculate certain things. But there's also going to be general conceptual questions, usually at the beginning of the question section of the end of chapter part. Those are the kinds of things that are going to be emphasized on the lecture exams. So when I say study the key terms and the initial text questions, it's really because that's where the concepts are. Now, what does it mean to study the key terms? It means you should understand them in enough detail that you could explain to somebody else what they mean. There's a distinction in psychology and in memory between recognition memory and recall memory. And what happens in statistics a lot, actually what happens in studying a lot in a lot of courses, is that you learn something at a recognition level, but not at the level of recall, which is really essentially a deeper level of understanding. So you may see something in the key terms like standard deviation, and you look at it at the end of the chapter and you say, oh yeah, I know that. We did that on Wednesday. That's recognition. That's a first step. The second step is to be able to say to somebody else, maybe somebody who's not in your class, let me tell you what a standard deviation is. And if you can come up with a way of explaining standard deviation or any key term to somebody who's not in the class, so that they could then understand it, then you've understood yourself what that concept is. And that's the level at which you really want to know the material in preparation for the exams that you're going to have during the course of the semester. So studying the key terms and these initial questions in enough detail to be for you to be able to explain these things to a non-statistical student is really what we're aiming for.